this segment.
We'll get started with Jose. Raise your hand in the Zoom app if you've got a question, and we'll start with Rod McKenzie with 247 Sports. Go ahead.
Hey, Jose. Have you guys started preparation since Friday, and what's the schedule look like leading up to Thursday?
Coach wanted to get us a good rest. You know, I think this is the longest time we haven't been playing, so he wants to get a good rest home, and we're just trying to focus on us getting better day by day. We don't know who we're gonna play in that far extent, but we're just gonna try to focus on us right now. And once we know who we're playing, we're gonna focus on them.
Kelly Quinlan with Rivals, go ahead.
I know you were stumping for Moses and yourself. For you guys both won your awards. You get the Defensive Player of the Year. Kind of just talk about what it felt like when you found out, and also feeling good for Moses and seeing your teammate get honored like that.
Oh, it was Moses getting it. I was so excited, man. I tweeted out. I told everybody. I was trying to tell everybody. He deserved to win, and it's not like they gave it to him. No, he deserved it. He did his thing this year, and I'm so happy for him. His story is just, like, crazy, and that's what college sports is about. His story is coming from a zero star, and me telling Moses since freshman year, obviously he came in my class, and I told him from the beginning, if you work hard freshman year, because, you know, you just got to grow, but I was telling him, you in the gym, Moses, you could change your life. And it's just so crazy that, you know, he went and played the year. And it's somewhat not shocking to me because I've seen how good Moses could be. But I'm so happy for him and me, Defensive Player of the Year. That's what I wanted from the beginning of the year. I know Trey Jones won it last year, I think. And I was not upset because I think he deserved to win. And I just so prideful on defense. And me having waking up to Coach Patrick telling me, hey, you won Defensive Player of the Year. It's such an amazing feeling because, you know, as an undersized guard, you know, it's not really rare that somebody going to give it to an undersized guard. They're going to give it to, like, Huff and stuff like that. But I'm just so happy, man. I can't believe it. And I could say later on in the future that, hey, I won AC Defensive Player of the Year one time.
Jeff Schultz from The Athletic. Go ahead, Jeff.
Jose, Moses has talked before about you giving him a hard time about how bad he was at the beginning. As a freshman, would you have thought the guy who stepped onto the court the first time you saw him would evolve into ACC Player of the Year?
ACC Player of the Year? No. But definitely a good player. Not ACC Player of the Year. You know, I told Moses from the jump. And he could lie. He could not tell you. I told Moses. We literally argued. Because Moses was a headache. Everybody go through that little stage of being stubborn. I'm still stubborn. But we told Moses, like, literally, you sit down in the gym and literally spend time on your game and get good, care about the sport that you love. You're going to change your life in so many ways. And, you know, he just did it, and it came junior year. He showed a little bit of the junior year, and then this year, you know, he showed that he deserved that play of the year, and I'm so excited for him, man. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, he been through a lot, and just for him to be known as the best player in the ACC, I love it.
When you say headache, what do you mean? Give him an example of that.
Like didn't want to put the work in that he, you know, he should have at one point. He was learning still, like, as we all learn still. But like freshman year, he wanted to be a freshman college kid, not a basketball. He didn't want to be a basketball player at first. Like I said, you just learn and learn through the process, and that's what's college for. You know, coming freshman year, you keep on improving to be the better person, and that's what he did.
Was he like, I mean, since we're not there in practice, was he like dropping the ball out of bounds? Was he throwing bad passes, taking bad – what was he doing in practice those early times?
He just wasn't confident in his game, but you could tell it was there. You could tell that if he worked on it, it could be something. It could be really good. He just, like, when he made a mistake, he was more like, I'm not going to do it no more. I don't need to pass the ball, or I don't need to touch the ball when he made a mistake. He didn't want to learn from the mistake at first, but now he grew into a great player. And like I said, just him just being player of the year is just so amazing. Moose, you mute.
Gotcha. Ken Segura. Go ahead, Ken.
Jose, to follow up on a little bit, I mean, the two of you guys have grown up together at Tech, and now you've won, you know, arguably the two biggest awards that you can win in the ACC. What does that mean? Kind of what does that say about the way you guys have progressed over your 4 years?
Hey, it's crazy. You know, like, it's just some, like, y'all don't understand how it happened. You're coming in 4 years, freshman year with Moses, and we got to, you know, say at our senior year that, hey, your play of the year, your defense play of the year. Like, it's just something, like, so cool, and it's so like, the best thing. But, like, just to have the teammates we have as we grow and to be the best teammate, be the best team we are. Like, our teammate, Jordan Usher, man, he deserves a lot of credit. Like, I know he don't like getting the spotlight as much, but he deserves a lot of credit. Mike DeVoe, very great player. Khalid Moore, Bubba, all of them is just such a great team to be around. And without them, I don't think we would have won nothing.
Zach Klein, Channel 2. Go ahead, Zach.
With your generation of players looking up to like Dame or Steph or the AAU run, when it's all about offense and jacking threes, why is defense so important to you, and what do you get off on playing it? Why?
Oh, man. This is the best award I could have won. Obviously, it's just something I've been doing my whole life. Like, I didn't want to defend. I would defend my family. I would defend my little brother if somebody say something. It's just about defending someone, something you love so much. And, you know, like, my dad was a boxer growing up, and it's about defending yourself. What you're going to do when you get hit? You're not going to let somebody just hit you. You got to defend yourself in the sense of boxing. Wise. And just growing up, you know, I was always a undersized kid. Like, I was little, and I wasn't the biggest guy. I wasn't the strongest guy. I wasn't the most athletic guy. And going on the court, I just had to defend something I knew I could control. I could control sliding my feet. I could control taking a charge. I could control maybe getting somebody under his waist and, like, trying to get the ball and stuff. I could control that. So it was just something that I really wanted to get for my whole career, because I take so much pride in it. It's like I said, when you defense, I think it's not a skill. I think it's some part of it, but I think mostly it's all about how bad you want it, how much heart you're going to give to it. Because I just think something, that's just how it is. Like, like, if somebody go in your house, you're not going to just say, hey, here's the everything. No, you're going to defend it with all you got, because that's what you care about. And that's what I care about. It's just so much. And it's just like a great opportunity. I call my dad, and he's so happy. And my mom, they're so excited for me, because, like I said, my dad was a boxer, and all he preached about was you got to defend yourself, because life ain't you just defend yourself.
Would you rather hit a three to win it all, or defend a guy and stop him?
Defend a guy and stop. Like, no hesitation.
Okay, Rod McKenzie, 247. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, Jose, Coach has talked a lot about you not being able to practice and so forth. Do you feel like you'll be able to practice this week leading up to the game Thursday?
You know, this little break, you know, I've been here 4 years, 2 years I played in Tuesday, and I haven't won an ACC tournament game since I've been here. So that's definitely one thing I got in my mind, to win at least win my goal to win one ACC tournament as we keep on going, because like I said, I've been here 4 years and I haven't won one, so that's something I need to work on. But I'm fine. I think this break helped me a lot, and can't wait to get back on the court.
Mark Bradley, AJC. Go ahead, Mark.
Jose, you've been on the road now for – this is your fifth day on the road, and there's a chance you could be on the road another month. Given what's at stake here, and given the damage that one positive or even uncertain test result could have, is this something you're looking forward to, or is this something you're dreading?
Oh, looking forward to. I mean, obviously, you want to be home with your family, something that, you know. But my family knows, like, if I'm gone longer than what I am, that means that something's going really good. You know, if I'm keep on not home, or I'm not home, that means we're winning. And then that means I'm going to come home with something, a trophy that's bigger than, you know, what basketball is. So It's fine. We love, we getting together is a little boring, but we know what we're here for. We're trying to win something, championships, and we're going to just keep on looking forward for that.
Thank you.
Ken Segura, AJC. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Jose, if I could follow up on that a little bit, can you describe kind of what sort of, there's rules or sort of things about, here's where we can go and can't go. And then also just kind of how are you guys handling school? I'm guessing a lot of it already was virtual, but what does that look like?
Coach Pat's on the rules of, obviously with this pandemic, we're in a bubble. We're just to ourselves, our teammates, can't step out, stuff like that. But school-wise, it's virtual, so it's fine. We just have a certain hour or so here and there for school. But when you're winning, teachers love you, so that's good, So that's a positive thing about it. When you're losing, they don't know. So then when you win, they know. But school is fine. We're just here. It's just like being home, but just stuck in like a hotel with just with your brothers, and that's nothing else around there.
Thank you.
Okay, the floor is open. Does anybody have a question for Jose? If not, we'll wrap it up. Okay, Ken, one more from Ken.
Can you describe a little bit about what Coach Passer has meant to you and this team? He likes to talk about it's all about the players and the staff, and they're doing a great job. But if you could get on the stump, I guess for him, and just share what he's meant to you guys.
Wonderful guy, great guy. I love Coach Passer. Well, he's one of my uncles, like a family member. He's just such a great guy. Taking a chance on me for 4 years ago, seeing who I was when I was in high school, just taking that chance and, grooving me to the person and the player to be today. Man, you gotta love him. He gave me one of the best opportunity in any college player could ask for. And just him being himself, just him showing how much he cared for us and just how much he cared for this team. It just shows us how it makes us want to go out there and win as much as bad for him, because he's just an amazing guy. Even though he drives us crazy and we drive him crazy, it's just one of those type of situation. I love him, and I think we all do. And we're going to try to win every game for him.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay, we'll go one last question from Rod McKenzie. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, Jose, have you kept in touch with Coach Hardy, and has he reached out to you?
Yeah, that's my dude, man. Obviously he recruited me, and then with Coach Passer, I do keep in touch with him. We talk almost every day since one of the middle of the season, and he's a busy guy, but he said I knew it. He told me I knew it. It was in you, and I'm so happy for you. And I wish he was here with us, but obviously opportunities come up. But I'm glad he did what he did. And I'm so happy for him, and I'm happy that he took a chance on me too.
Outstanding. Thanks, Jose. Appreciate it very much.